This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. South American weather is the current driving force in the commodity markets, according to Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net. How long will the hot and dry conditions be a major influence on the ag marketplace? We will hear from Jim next.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, Diesel X Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose Diesel X Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit GoFurtherWithFS.com.
With harvest winding down in the United States, extremely hot and dry conditions in South America are continuing to drive the commodity markets. Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, says that the weather conditions continue to make life difficult for South American farmers.
Weather is the main driving force right now of what we're doing, and South African weather is getting a little bit iffy. We're really hot and dry right now. That is the forecast, and that is what's been happening. 100 degree plus temps in northern parts of Brazil. But what's interesting, as we get into the weekend, early part of next week, there is some rain in the forecast. And then the real question is what happens further out.
If the rain does not materialize in the longer-term forecast, McCormick says that South America should continue to remain the focus of factors influencing the ag marketplace.
If Brazil remains this hot and dry forecast and this rain next week is really kind of a bust, I think you're going to see this market really make a move higher going into Thanksgiving. But on the other hand, if we get better than normal rains and the models continue to pull more rain in, even though the crop's being planted late, there's plenty of time for this crop to revive itself and still have a potentially huge crop. It's going to be very volatile in this bean market as we trade from one weather model to the next.
Another story to watch for its influence on the ag markets is currently taking place in San Francisco in the meeting between United States President Joe Biden and President of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping.
Something else we need to probably watch is what's going on in San Francisco. You got President Biden meeting with the President of China. Let's face it, politically, and just we've really been kind of ice cold to each other. If they can make some more warming appeals to each other, maybe that would allow some more demand for China to come in and buy some of our beef as well as our pork. China did come in and buy a lot of beans.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.